Blog Talk Radio.
Officials. It was the Egyptians, of course, who negotiated the ceasefire that Israel adhered to, but Hamas rejected and said that it wasn't worth the piece of paper it was written on.
The UN Security Council has approved an international investigation into the shooting down of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17. NBC's Keir Simmons reports the bodies of the victims are now in refrigerated boxcars.
Train cars packed with bodies were taken away today. No one knows when they will be returned to their families. 282 discovered so far.
This is NBC News Radio.
It'll be home to 942 bursts of laughter, a 16-pound blackened turkey dinner, and the loudest burp on record. It'll be the site of the most legendary blanket fort ever built, not to mention the stage of the Great Pillow War of 2016. It'll also be the final resting place of two hamsters and one of the sweetest turtles who will ever live. It will see its fair share of broken windows, broken bones, and broken hearts. But first, you have to find it. Start your home search at Zillow.com or on our family of apps. You can view millions of photos, browse historical pricing data, and even sign up for alerts when new homes hit the market. Because you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. Zillow. Find your way home.
This report is brought to you by Southern California Toyota dealers. Now you can get incredible savings on a fuel-efficient new 2014 Prius during Toyota's July 4th sales event. Hurry, these incredible savings won't last long.
This is the KCAA Community Calendar. The Redlands Bowl will be hosting its Summer Music Festival through August 22nd. The Redlands Bowl Summer Music Festival holds the distinction of being the oldest continuous music festival in the United States at which no admission is charged. Since its inception in 1923, an estimated 8 million people have attended an evening of entertainment under the stars at the Redlands Bowl. So come out to the Redlands Bowl this summer and enjoy professional quality, classically oriented, music-based performing arts. All performances begin at 8:15 p.m. For more information, go to aboutredlands.com. And that's your KCAA Community Calendar.
From the KCAA Weather Center, I'm Dee Dee Michaels. Today, sunny, high of 89. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 65. Tuesday, sunny, high of 93. Tuesday night, mostly clear, low of 68. Wednesday, another sunny day, high of 97. Wednesday night, mostly clear, low of 72. That's your weather forecast for this hour from the station that leaves no listener behind, NBC News Radio, AM 1050, KCAA.
Welcome to Kicking It Old School at KCAA Radio 1050 AM, the station that leaves Jem behind. This is Jem and Dan here.
Good afternoon. Kicking It Old School on Monday. We've got a couple sessions left. This is going to be one of the best ones we've had all year.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's like we're trying to squeeze everybody in at the last second, and it's just, it's ridiculous. So I'm going to take over a lot of this stuff after we step aside a while, and then we'll come back, who knows, next year and be bigger and better than ever. I'm trying to get my seat. That's what I'm feeling around here. I'm trying to get my seat to go up.
Keep your hands yourself and ready.
But anyways, there's so much going on. Let's talk about the Masters Hall of Fame right now because we're getting closer and closer.
Oh, my gosh. I am, like, we're almost sold out. In fact, I think we're going to sell out today or tomorrow. I'm working with the hotel to see if we can get another room addition, and if they can just move the wall over, the partition over, then it makes room for another 100 or 200 folks. So, you guys, send good thoughts my way that we're able to do that, because we're going to sell out today or tomorrow. I put this post out, you know, hey, we're getting ready to sell out. We got about 50 more seats left for Masters Hall of Fame, and within 15 minutes I had 25 new orders.
And I'm not sure if this is a secret or not, but I'm going to say it anyway so you can just smack me or whatever like you usually do. But I know we might not do it this next year because you're going to be focusing on taking it to other countries, right?
Right.
So, I mean,
right.
It's really important. I mean, I know you probably didn't say that to a lot of people, but I know that you're planning on doing it, or we want to do it over in Venezuela and Switzerland. So if you're not going to go, you have to go this year. You have to.
That's a really good point. It's a salient
Uh-oh,
point, actually.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
No, it's a good thing. You know, the Masters Hall of Fame brand is just growing exponentially, and we've got interest from other countries to bring the Masters Hall of Fame to that country. Venezuela's one, Switzerland is the other, where the Masters Hall of Fame is going to go and recognize martial artists in other countries. The process, the program, and the show, the information is that you have to put together in the logistics of putting the Masters Hall of Fame is daunting.
Yeah, and I mean, just because of the distance and everything, I know that you want to take some time, make sure it's...
Yeah.
Just so, I totally agree with that. So you guys have to buy your tickets and go, because, hey,
yeah, that
I don't
be
know
only
when
two.
I'll see you next.
That's true. I won't be doing two Masters Hall of Fame venues next year. I did it this year. It almost killed me.
You lost more hair, right?
I lost more hair.
Yeah.
It went gray.
And probably friends.
Yeah, there's a couple friends that are on the no friend list right now.
On the fringe, right?
Yeah. Don't talk to Dan right now. He'll kill you. He'll bite your head off. So, so you're right. If you want to go to the Masters Hall of Fame, this is a great year to go. It's 15-year anniversary of the Masters Hall of Fame, as well as we're doing it in conjunction with the 50th anniversary of Long Beach Internationals, the tournament that Ed Parker started in 1964, where Bruce Lee was discovered, where Chuck Norris was discovered, where a lot of the actors and actresses were discovered, where I was discovered. You're supposed to laugh. So it's gonna be a great event. Great stuff going on that day. We have seminars.
Okay, let's talk about the seminars.
Yeah, we
will. They got moved, and so we have lots of stuff, so we have to talk about this. So I don't want to get lost.
Are you going to blow my mic up by changing your mic stuff?
Okay, I think I'm cool. Am I cool?
He's cool.
All right, cool.
Can you filter her out?
Oh.
We got Carlos up here. Hey, Carlos, how you doing? So the seminars, because of the construction at the Hyatt, the seminars are moved to Long Beach, to the convention center, and it's going to be in conjunction with Long Beach Internationals. So our guys will be able to go over there and actually to partake in the festivities at the Internationals, which will be nice. It'll be a good thing to have all of our people over to the convention center to see the up-and-coming martial artists. And so that's one thing that's changed since last week.
Right. And do you want to talk about the luau right now so people know how to pack? Do we have to, like, do I have to take my grass skirt, or am I not going? Or what's
definitely
going on
take
here?
Your grass skirt.
Take my grass skirt? Okay.
Yeah, bring your grass skirt. You know, the okay. thing you talk. Okay. And you know,
we're not talking about dragon pictures here.
It's a traditional luau, so, you know, women wear only grass skirts.
Oh!
So.
Okay.
So the luau is
I'm glad you told me.
There we go. The luau is part of the IKC, International Karate Association, or International Karate Tournament, that's being held by Steve Cooper, and they're doing a luau to kind of celebrate all the martial artists that are coming in. I believe that luau costs $75. It isn't a part of the Masters Hall of Fame. That money goes directly to the IKC.
Cool.
So it's on Sunday.
Well, I mean, what are they going to do? Do we know? And is it going to be there?
We're going to eat.
Okay, is it going to be, like, where is it going to be at?
At the, very good. It's not the Hyatt.
We need the who, what, where, when. We need all that stuff.
The Westin, and I don't know why.
Okay, we don't know why.
I don't know where. I know where.
I think from this point on, we're kind of going on without any whys. Why are we doing this? I don't know. Just do it. Just do it.
So we got the luau that's going to be on Sunday at the, I believe it's the Westin. Pretty sure it's the Westin. I will be sending an email out to all the inductees and their guests because we have a special rate because we're special. So I'll be sending an email out with a link for you guys.
I hope I have a special rate, too. Oh, God.
Does she whine all the time?
Yes.
Okay.
But, okay. Oh, no. Okay, wait. If you guys have your tickets, if you guys got your Masters Hall of Fame tickets, please do like Christina did and...
Post.
Post. We
post
want to
your
see
tickets.
Your post. So we want to see your selfies with your ticket, so... And if you haven't got it, we're probably trying to find your address, and so you can find me. Or
I sent out about 200 out last week.
Yeah.
So it takes about 4 or 5 days for the U.S. mail, depending on where you live. So there's a bunch of people that should have tickets right now.
And if they don't get them and it gets late, then we're going to just put them in will call for
That's
you guys.
Right.
So
That's right. And you get to see Jim there. At
yeah.
Will call. She's going to be an aggressor.
And we'll call.
Yeah.
What happened to the red carpet? Oh, my God. I'm demoted. Well, yeah, at least I didn't get fired again this week.
Well, that's coming.
She's on you. It's too good to be true.
So Jem will be there in a grass skirt only. And so that's going to make Will Call a lot more popular than everybody thinks.
I guess I don't have to find anybody's address today. Anyway, so that's all the good stuff. Is that all the good stuff on the Masters Hall of Fame? August 1st, 5 o'clock, dinner, inductees. It's going to be amazing.
That's right. It is going to be awesome. We've got great people coming. I mean, stars from Karen Shepherd's going to be there. She's also a guest today. Bob White is one of our – he's our vice president, and he's bringing a group of Kempo people.
That's awesome.
I mean, it is awesome. And Frank Dukes is coming. He called me the other day and said, hey, by the way, I'm on my way. Where do I get my tickets? So Dukes from the Bloodsport will be there. I'm just great. I can go on and on and on about the people that are coming. So just come.
Yes, yes. Be there. So is there anything you want to say about our sponsors?
First Data. My gosh, I love these people. First Data, the credit card processing company. In fact, if you have a credit card and you're processing, I'll guarantee they'll lower your fees. If not, I'll give you $500. So that's pretty good.
He'll give you $500.
Yeah, $500. I'll give you $500. First Data, Surety Life. They do all sorts of insurance stuff, and we'll talk about that with German Hernandez. He's he's a vice president with me for special relationships. He also runs both First Data and Surety Life relationships. And we have Preferred Perks, which is branded to the Masters Perks, which I put it up on Facebook. Oh, my gosh, what a great thing. What a great response to Masters Perks. We got hundreds of people that have went online and joined Masters Perks. Check this out. $7 a year gets you discounts on over – average person saves over $500 every year on stuff they normally buy. It's kind of great. For $7, it's a no-brainer type thing, and a bunch of people have already jumped on board. So that's Preferred Perks, and they let us brand it as Master Perks. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool, too. So I know we're going to have our keynote speaker at that dinner is?
Ed Parker?
Mm-hmm, Ed Parker Jr., right?
Yeah, I've got this really cool mask of Ed Parker Sr. they're going to give me at the Masters Hall of Fame. It's like one of those bust masks.
Okay.
The guy emails me. I forgot the guy's name. I should give a shout out. But they're only making 200 of them. Said, for all the work that you're doing, we would like to give you this beautiful mask. And I'm like, okay, where am I going to put this?
Does it have his hair? Sorry.
No, it's a bronze face
Sorry,
mask
Ed Parker,
type thing.
Sir.
So I'm going to have an Ed Parker mask.
I feel like I have to do push-ups right now for this.
Yes, you might have to do something. and not a push-up bra either. You're going to have to get down
Oh, my gosh, back to the boobs.
Yeah, well, we got to talk about that.
Keep going, because I keep talking about your keynote speaker.
Ed Parker?
Mm-hmm.
He wants – never mind. Let's see, who else? Ed Parker, keynote speaker, son of Ed Parker Sr., of course. And he's an artist. He's doing our certificates for the Masters Hall of Fame. In fact, I have got him for the next 5 years. He's going to do our certificates for the next 5 years.
Cool. And then we have two special awards this year, right?
Yeah. So, talk about those.
Buddha Spirit Award?
Buddha Spirit Award for Marsha. Very good. You've
Yay.
Been reading. The Buddha Spirit Award is for alumni and martial artists that are already Masters Hall of Fame inductees that are doing excellent work in the Masters Hall of Fame.
Continue.
For the Masters Hall of Fame, and so I give them Buddha Spirit Award. And the big award is the Mike Stone Leadership Award. And Mike Stone was the first grand champion at Ed Parker's karate tournament in 1964.
That's very cool.
It is very cool.
Are you going to tell us who's getting this?
No.
All right. I do want to say that William Ford had his fundraiser for St. Jude Hospital.
He's over 10,000.
Yeah, he was at I think it's like 14,414 or something like that. So I stopped by there just to say hi and offer my support, and he did a fabulous job.
I bet he did. Did he fight all 40 people?
Yeah.
Did you fight him?
Kidding, he was scared of me. Whatever. but it was very nice. There were a lot of people there that I'm going to see at the Masters, and there's people that came up and said, hi, Jim, like Prince was there, and I was like, he's like, I didn't get my ticket. I was like, what is he talking about? Oh, and who are you? Oh, yeah, I got
this.
I got
this.
Okay. You know, I just need to carry around this little square and put it around their face, you know, like on Facebook, and then maybe I'll recognize them. What do you think?
There you go. I like it. You know, when we come back, who we got as a guest when we come back?
Karen Shepherd. Yes, and she is the Karate Diva lady.
Yes, Karate Diva, 7th degree black belt.
And she's been at, like, some awesome things, and hopefully she will tell us some good stuff, and she's going to be there this year.
So she's going to be with us when we come back. This is Kicking It Old School on 10:50 a.m. Take us away, Carlos.
Studies show that testosterone therapy is in hot demand as the most sought-after sex enhancement treatment since the introduction of Viagra. Baby boomers are lining up to get the edge in the bedroom, the boardroom, and everything else in life. The doctors at National Male Medical offer a medical evaluation, lab tests, and first testosterone treatment for just $95. Let testosterone therapy get you back in the game. For a clinic in your area, call 888-707-7075. 888-707-7075.
Your martial arts training brings balance to your life. The discipline you learn makes you confident in your personal safety, in control of everyday stress, and secure in your physical well-being. But what about your financial security? What would happen to you, your family, or your business if you were to become sick or injured and unable to work? What would happen if you were diagnosed with cancer, suffered a heart attack, a stroke, or another serious medical condition? What would happen to your loved ones and all you've worked for if you were to die prematurely? Affordable insurance protection from Insurance and Business Solutions and Assurity Life can help provide the financial security to safeguard what's important in your life. To learn more, visit www.pes.ibs.com. Assurity congratulates all of the 2014 Masters Hall of Fame inductees.
Hey out there, are you looking for a puppy, a cute, cuddly little thing? Let the Bayou Wolfman help you. That's right, baby. I know where you can find AKC registered pups, so listen close. BreedersUSA.com. That's right, BreedersUSA.com. Man, these are the best dog breeders in the whole United States. And the Bayou Wolfman knows what he's talking about. So log on today to BreedersUSA.com.
Welcome back to Keeping It Old School at KCAA Radio 1050, the station that leaves no listener behind. And we're here to talk about Masters Hall of Fame, and this is your connection for the Masters Hall of Fame and your karate stuff, right?
That's right. That's right.
Karate stuff isn't bad. I should say it's probably martial arts stuff, huh?
Martial arts, karate,
whatever,
kung fu, I don't care.
But we have our first guest for today, and we have Karen Shepherd on the line. Karen, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Karen.
Hi. Thanks for joining us today.
It's good to speak with you.
So how have you been? I haven't talked to you in like 15 minutes.
It's been a while. Time flies.
Yes, it is.
So yeah, I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. What are you working on now? I mean, I'm looking at your stuff on your webpage. We got KarenShepherd.com, and we're looking at your stuff. It looks pretty cool.
I really want to go over those things that we need to know about her, but go ahead. What are you working on, Karen?
Oh, well, right now I'm kind of in between things. I'm really into acting these days. I've done a lot of action things and enjoyed that, and now I just really dig acting. So just finished a part in a film and did a fun TV show.
Oh, really?
Criminal Minds. That was fun.
What'd you do for Criminal Minds? It's one of my favorites.
Oh, it's a good show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I played a mother whose boy was killed twice.
Did you have to watch the show? I'm going to. Did you get to beat anybody up?
No action. Just a straight acting role.
Just a straight acting role. That's kind of different.
Yeah, it was fun.
When I was looking at your website, it tells you when you got the acting bug. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah, when I got bit by the bug,
uh-huh.
Laying in 6 feet of snow in the mountains of Japan.
I love that.
It was really, truly, that's what happened to me. My first movie, I was currently competing on the national circuit, and I was rated number one in forms, and Tadashi Yamashita phoned me. He is a legendary martial artist, and he asked if I wanted to come to Japan and be in his movie. So
did you think about that for 1 second?
I said, yes. Yeah, 1 second. So got there and, you know, we're doing fight scenes and it's literally 6 feet of snow and I'm laying there freezing my
tail off. That must have hurt. I mean, like afterwards, were you like, sore?
You know, yeah, I was so numb that you couldn't even, that there was no pain, you know, and I just, I loved it, and I just knew that that was it for me. And at the time, I was living in Colorado, and I just packed all my stuff up, and I moved to L.A.
You said, wow. I'm out of here. I mean, isn't that amazing how you have those pivotal moments in your life, you know, where you just know, you know, unequivocally, you just know.
That's true, and that's what happened with me with the martial arts. Friends said, come to my karate class with me. And I thought, oh, what the heck, you know, and I went. And from my very first class, I knew that this was it for me.
Mm-hmm. That's really fortunate.
I just had a total knowingness that I finally found my thing.
And I imagine back then, you know, I was kind of, I mean, there wasn't
back
a whole
was
lot
a
of women.
A long time
right.
ago, yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know.
Really long time.
Okay, so I'm not going to be her best friend anymore. Dang it.
Yeah. Way back in the olden days.
Yeah, they had horse and buggies back then.
Yes.
That's why she was freezing, no heaters.
No, just, well, I mean, I heard you talking about Mike Stone. I mean, he was competing when I just was starting to compete. So,
oh, wow.
You know, I mean,
okay.
I go way back.
And, you know, honestly, I didn't mean any disrespect, but I was going to say, like, women, it wasn't as popular for women. So, like, I think at that point, if I was doing it, I would have been like, okay, I'm going to be kind of like a pioneer, because essentially that's what it was.
You are a pioneer.
You know, so I mean that's, I probably would have said, wow, how is that going to work out? You know what I mean? Oh, well, because you really don't have somebody to really follow so much.
It was, you know, it was true. There were no ratings for women in kata, and I was spending all my money, my own personal money, traveling to these tournaments, and I was doing really well, and you know, I had a meeting with Black Belt Magazine, and I said, hey, how come you have ratings for women fighters, but you know, you have the men and women lumped together in kata? And at that time, they were the only rating system.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And there were, you know, now there's many, many, many. But he said, Renata Barden, who was the editor at the time, said, you know, that makes sense. He said, but I can't justify it unless you can prove to me that other people are interested. And you have to get the tournament promoters on board.
Wow.
So I got a petition together of all the women who competed on the national circuit and convinced them to write letters and spoke to the tournament promoters that were willing to have divisions separated for women.
You were on a mission.
I was on a mission because I thought, you know, why not? And then, you know, finally it was established, and of course I was number one.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a good thing because I don't mean in a bragging way. I mean because I knew that I had met so many women on the
right.
national circuit that wanted to compete, but they were too intimidated.
Right.
I was the only woman in a sea of men mm-hmm. in many tournaments. You know, at the the big ones in Atlanta, Joe Corley's
Battle of Atlanta.
I mean. For example, you know,
right.
A sea of 50 men and I was the only woman. But women in the audience would come up and say, hey, I love kata, but how can we possibly, why would we even compete against the men? There's just nothing in it for us. And,
right.
And
right.
that's what motivated me. And I knew that once a goal was established that women would come out of the woodwork and start competing because then, you know, the numbers would be reduced for competition.
Right.
And it would eventually build and build the more that women would compete. So it happened, and I'm happy for that.
Now, what would you tell some of the women, you know, like as far as getting started? Because you do stunts, you know, you're a stunt person.
I used to be, yes.
And so you're not doing that any longer?
No, no more stunts.
Yeah, that has a time limit. It's not a show.
It's
not making any more of these like year or age kind of things. We're not doing a timeline because I don't want to get her mad.
You know,
no, really,
yeah, I mean,
because she hasn't expired yet. The expiration date.
No, it's a physical thing, but you know, I've been there and done that so much that I will do my own fights for my own films if I do an action film again, but I'm not doing stunts anymore. I just dig acting. That's what fires my rockets.
There you go.
So back to the question then, what would you tell, you know, women that are considering doing
mm-hmm.
that?
Well, you know, now it's just, it's 50-50. You know, when I started, there were less than 10% women who were competing.
Yeah.
Now it's pretty much split. So
some of the women out there
say,
are just phenomenal, too.
I know, amazing, and I just say go for it if that's what you really want to do, and just choose your school wisely and study what kind of style you want to do and just go for it.
Mm-hmm.
So talking about schools, you're still teaching, right?
I teach privately. I have a group of people I train privately, but I don't have a school.
That's cool. Do you have a whole bunch of them? Are they competing at any level? Or?
Nobody that I have competing right now.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just kind of a, you know, for personal enhancement and self-defense and, you know, physical training.
And are any of them into the movie, the whole movie thing?
Some of them are in the business.
Okay.
That's cool. That's good. And I see that when you said one of your notes was, I love this one, about you eating your yogurt and stuff like that and watching movies when you go to, going to plays when you go to New York and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. I love theater. I just got back from New York. I'm still completely jazzed. I got to see Bryan Cranston, who's like my favorite television actor of all time ever in the history of television. Saw him, got to meet him right after his show, and an hour and a half later, he was holding his Tony Award for Best Actor. So that was
That's really
exciting.
Cool. Yeah.
And well,
speaking of awards, you're getting an award this in August here.
That's what I hear. I'm really excited.
It's going to be a phenomenal event. We were talking about earlier today, and we definitely need to get you on the red carpet and get a couple photos with you. That's a must for me.
She's really beautiful.
I know she is.
I'm not going
to
stand by her.
I shouldn't wear jeans, right?
Heck,
it's black
tie. You know what? I think you could look really good in jeans.
You can rock jeans, though.
You can rock the jeans, right?
Yeah, rock the jeans.
I'm just kidding. Any chance to get glammed up?
Any chance to go shopping, huh?
Exactly.
So I look forward to having you at the Masters Hall of Fame on the red carpet, do a couple interviews with you. We've got Kamatoy Media Group that's going to be there. They're going to be doing interviews. And James?
JT Media.
JT Media is going to be there also.
Oh, great.
So we're going to be there kicking it old school. And,
looking forward.
It's going to be a great thing. I look forward to having you there. Is there anybody out there that you want to do a shout-out to real quick before we go to a break?
Oh, gosh.
I know there is.
Anybody and everybody. You know who I am. Hey.
Well, this is great. Karen
Tweet me
Shepherd.
At Karen Shepherd.
Tweet you. I forgot to put our Twitter out there.
Tweet me
Twitter.
At Karen Shepherd.
Oh, my
Twitter?
Gosh.
Twitter? Tweeter?
Tweet her.
The only thing is you have to spell Shepherd correctly.
Yes.
This is funny. I got like 5 different emails from Karen. My name is spelled.
It's not that I don't trust you,
but my name is spelled.
Okay, she's thanking
no,
me too.
You know what? It's because of the, you know, Twitter and whatever, and people are looking for you, and there's so many ways to spell Shepherd, and mine is just really, it's very bizarre. It's unusual. It's phonetic. It's just S-H-E-P-E-R-D, and that's, I've only met one person in my whole life that ever spelled it that way.
God forbid we do something
you know, but when people
right.
are, yeah, but when people are looking for you, you know, on Twitter and whatever, you know, it's not
right.
get those spellings
okay.
right.
Thanks for coming on. I look forward to having you at the Masters Hall of Fame.
Pleasure
and it's going
to
be a great
today.
Thank you. I can't wait to see you there.
All right.
I can't wait to see you too.
Likewise. I'm so excited.
Congratulations and thank you for being
you.
A pioneer and representing.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you so much. It's wonderful to talk to you guys.
Thanks, Karen.
Enjoy your day. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye-bye. This is Kicking at Old School 10:50 a.m. Our next guest is going to be
Sean Gerardo.
There we go. Sean and the we're back in 2 minutes and 2 seconds. Take us away, Carlos.
Attention, men. This is Dr. Leonard Berlinski of National Male Medical Clinics. I'd like to speak to you about the importance of your testosterone number. Did you know your testosterone number can be as low as 350 or as high as 1175, and you'd still be considered normal in most medical environments? However, the difference in a man with a testosterone number of 350 versus 1175 is like night and day. I want my patients to experience all the benefits of the higher number. The benefits to a man with higher levels of testosterone is increased strength and endurance, an increase in lean muscle mass, better sexual performance, enhanced mood, less belly fat. Well, the list goes on and on. Balancing a man's testosterone levels can literally change his life. Patients have described the feeling like they wake up from the dead after taking testosterone. Book your appointment at a clinic near you and get back in the game. 888-707-7075. Find out what your number is. 888-707-7075.
The practice of martial arts develops discipline, preparation, and confidence. When you think about it, insurance works in much the same way. Owning insurance can give you the confidence that you're prepared to protect what's important, your life, your family's future, and the success of your business. Affordable protection from Insurance and Business Solutions and Assurity Life can help provide financial security for the things that matter most. To learn more, visit www.pes.ibs.com.
Hey out there, are you looking for a puppy, a cute, cuddly little thing? Let the Bayou Wolfman help you. That's right, baby. I know where you can find AKC registered pups. So listen close. BreedersUSA.com. That's right, BreedersUSA.com. Man, these are the best dog breeders in the whole United States. And the Bayou Wolfman knows what he's talking about. So log on today to BreedersUSA.com.
Would you like a quick, simple, and easy way to get all your vitamin needs each and every day? Well, I've got the answer for you. My name is Ray Dustar, and I'm the founder of the all-new Boost Liquid Multivitamin. I truly believe in the power of liquids. When it comes to a liquid vitamin, it's all about the high level of absorption you receive in liquid form. Boost Liquid Multivitamin absorbs at 98%. With each shot of Boost, you get 100% daily value of the entire spectrum of vitamins, from vitamin A all the way through vitamin K, all in 1 ounce. It's completely allergen-free, gluten-free, it's GMO-free, it's dairy-free, it's nut-free, it's soy-free, and it's caffeine-free. So get real energy from real vitamins in liquid form so it absorbs directly into your bloodstream. Order your bottle of Boost Liquid Vitamin at www.boost.com. That's BUICED.com. Use the discount code Gary to receive a 10% discount on all Boost products.
Before meeting my CASA volunteer, I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. In fact, I didn't really care.
CASA of San Bernardino County recruits, screens, and trains community member volunteers to mentor and advocate for children and youth in the foster care system, as well as juvenile offenders.
My CASA volunteer gave me the hope for a brighter future. I am now 21 years of age and graduating from college.
To become a volunteer, visit www.casaofsc.org or call 909-881-6760.
At Old School at KCAA Radio 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind. This is Jem.
Well, they left you behind.
Yeah, they did.
So the radio station, the radio station leaves Jem behind.
Yeah, but now I'm doing that other radio station thingy too over the Blaine Humbles and Wrench Cucamonga, so that's working out pretty good. And
cool.
We'll see what other stuff, you know, comes about. So
all right,
it's all good.
So we've got a new guest.
Yes. So we have Sean Gerardo on the line. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. How's it going?
It's
great,
going
Sean.
Great. So let me tell you how I don't even know how I know him, but I know that we were at Dragon Fest, and one of the movies that he's involved in is The Gathering. That's correct, right?
The Gathering.
Gathering.
Absolutely, yes.
And they were there as well, so somehow or another we ended up on Facebook.
There we go. Facebook buddies.
Yeah.
So
tell us about that movie first, because I know you have Kyle in there, and he's a martial artist as well.
Yeah, what's cool about the movie is that we've got a lot of martial artists, a lot of actors that are kind of hybrid martial artists, some MMA fighters even.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a big collaboration. Basically, to try to make it as like short as I can, it's about these criminals, and I happen to be on the criminal side. They rob a bank, and then they run into the hills to hide from the cops, and they end up in a spiritual location with a bunch of martial artists.
And isn't there like vampires or something involved or something weird?
Yeah, almost. Basically, the two groups start fighting, and they start killing each other, and basically it awakens a spiritual demon, and then there's some horror elements to that. So it's a horror slash action slash martial arts film.
Slash vampire.
Slash vampire.
Slash vampire slash roaches slash...
What could go wrong?
And then Richard Simmons as a cameo. It's just crazy.
Richard Simmons? Shut up!
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, you scared me. I was going to be like, is he going to be wearing them little shorts? One of those things?
I was trying to get him to do it. He wouldn't do it.
He wasn't going for it?
That's too complicated for me. I don't do work like that.
So what is your role in that movie? And also you have your other movie coming up.
I'm working in this one as a criminal who's basically he's a thief and he's a shiesty guy, but he's not a murderer. He's not a rapist. And he kind of
that's good. I'm feeling better about him
that,
now.
You know,
give him my number.
That's a low bar to cross, though.
I get in these films and I play these good guys in bad situations, and then there's always morals are always thrown out the window, and
that explains why he's on my Facebook.
That's why we hit it off.
There we go.
I love it. So when is the gap? There's another movie though too, isn't there?
Yeah, I'm shooting a. I'm actually, it's my creation, actually. First film I've ever written.
Really?
On a bigger budget. Yeah, it's called Bound by Crime. It's a movie about a painter who pays his bills as a cartel drug dealer.
Oh, I love that too.
He's a
sociopath. You know what? You're getting hotter
you
and hotter.
You understand that,
Tom.
Like, it's because I had a really messed up family upbringing, and that's why
okay.
I do this.
This guy fits right in.
This is great. I mean, it's not. I'm gonna go out and kill people so I can paint. I like it. The artsy side. This is me. I'm
hey,
very soft.
Basically, he's not a murderer, but he's forced in these environments, but he has a real passion for painting, and it's almost like buy my cocaine,
and I'm going to kill you, and so I can make the next Mona Lisa. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
I like it.
Basically, the presentation is going to take us to a series of feature films, and so we're going to come into that, Bound by Crime, Retaliation, Bound by Crime,
I like it.
Vigilante, Bound by, so our goal is to talk to some of the people in Texas and get greenlit for three films in a row. So
that'd be great.
Yep.
Yeah,
we have the
attachments from Daniel and Louis Moncada from Breaking Bad, who are they play the cartel assassin.
I know, I saw that. I was so excited. I like it.
Yeah, they're amazing. And then we're talking to a few other people. Chelsea Rendon is involved. She's a co-producer, one of my best friends, and she's...
Perfect.
She comes out in a new McFarlane movie next year with Kevin Costner, so we're excited for that.
Cool. Hey, I got a face for radio, so I'm probably really good in film.
Yeah. Anyway.
That sounds legitimate. That's logical. That's absolutely logical.
What does that say for me?
Yeah, she's got a face for radio,
whatever.
Too.
Whatever. Stop laughing, Sean.
Okay, no. It's all serious. I'm a method actor.
Nothing's ever too serious with me, too.
So can we get you to come to the Masters Hall of Fame on August 1st and talk about your movie on the red carpet?
Absolutely, yeah.
You should have told me that.
Yeah.
I invited him a long time ago.
Why didn't you invite him a long time ago? She's fired.
I invited you a long time ago, Sean.
She's
I'm very, okay, I, yeah, it slipped my mind, but I'm
going
to have that relationship.
I got stood up again, damn it.
Hey, you can be Jim
Day. He doesn't even remember.
Jim, how many dates do you have for the Masters Hall of Fame?
I don't know, Sean, I really need a dress really, 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 really bad.
There you go.
I'm just letting you know. Wait, okay, so you're having this whole collaboration or creative thing that's coming up at the end of the month.
Right.
And
okay, so
I know
yeah.
I know the whole world's not invited, but I just wanted to talk about it because there's a lot of people
right.
on my Facebook that are kind of in the industry, and I just think this kind of stuff is great. You know what I mean?
It's really cool, actually. We're trying to raise awareness for the film and also for that film, and then also I have a buddy who's giving me a soft confirmation, and he's gonna perform. He was actually he finished third in X Factor last year. His name's Carlito Oliveira. He's one of my best friends. Happy belated birthday. And then we might have him do a duet with another good friend of mine named Kat Kramer, who is the daughter of Stanley Kramer, who is a director who directed the most actors to nominations, which is 29.
Wow.
So we've got a lot of talented people going to be there, and it's kind of like a pioneering, pioneer artists in different fields just getting together, networking, working together, yeah. trying to figure out ways to do what they'd love to do.
Oh my gosh, we're going to see. I'm going to be there, of course.
I'm going to be there.
No, you're not going to be there because it's right before the
match. I'll get him to sign an autograph for you. He's very sexy. He's very.
I'm going to go to that on the 31st, but then on the 1st, the next day after that is going to be the Masters Hall of Fame.
Yes, gosh,
you're going to get poor. I feel sorry for you. You're going to have a double dose of me that week.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know, I do send out friendship checks for people that take gem off my hands.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I have to tell you, I did talk to some guy that does a lot of he does a like film festival kind of stuff over here locally and stuff too. So I'm really excited about that. And there's a guy at a radio station that we're talking about actually just having a show where people can do their shout outs for their movies and whatever their promotions are and raising their funds. So I'm really excited about all this.
Awesome. That's phenomenal.
So anything you want to tell us before we get ready to go?
Yeah. And lastly, I really appreciate being a part of the radio show. You guys are very awesome. I enjoyed it.
I'm awesome. I don't know
about
you.
You're great. Okay, yeah.
She pushes me away from her.
That's your stick. I get it. That's your stick. All right. That
She's
works.
Fired again.
No, but the one last thing is that I just spent the weekend with a couple of buddies of mine at a celebrity golf tournament. They're actually working on a film that just got greenlit, so congratulations. It's called Asher with Danny Glover, Mekhi.
Wow.
Well, have them contact me. Have them contact me.
There we go.
Absolutely. I'll get them on the show. I'll get Francisco on the show. And I should have a small role in that, playing a Durkoff cop, which I've never been able to do. So I'm
okay. I can do that really, really well.
Yeah, he can do that. He lives that.
That is what I do in my real life.
It's scary.
And I've got a face for radio. So I'd be great in that role or a supple. I could
no,
be your partner.
No, you're supposed to train him.
Yeah, I could be your partner.
All right, absolutely.
I like
absolutely.
It.
Sean, be careful.
My partner's a canine, though.
Okay,
that's okay. I'm a dog guy. So I really am a dog guy.
I'm a dog guy.
I used to train police dogs for a living.
Like,
so it's a good thing.
Roll you in like glue and like put hair all over you. It's fine.
Yeah, I can do that. I've been called
Sorry,
a dog
Sean,
more times than once.
To all this mania.
Well, this is Kicking It Old School. This is Sean, and he's going to be at the Masters Hall of Fame
on August 1st. And Sean, send me all the information, put me in touch, and I will talk to you later. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Love you.
When we come back, we're going to have Barbara and Bob White from the Bob White Kempo School. And
we're going to talk about the Women's Symposium.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the Women's Symposium in Long Beach, California. Take us away, Carlos.
Hey, out there. Are you looking for a puppy, a cute, cuddly little thing? Let the Bayou Wolfman help you. That's right, baby. I know where you can find AKC registered pups. So listen close. BreedersUSA.com. That's right. BreedersUSA.com. Man, these are the best dog breeders in the whole United States. And the Bayou Wolfman knows what he's talking about. So log on today to BreedersUSA.com.
Studies show that testosterone therapy is in hot demand as the most sought-after sex enhancement treatment since the introduction of Viagra. Baby boomers are lining up to get the edge in the bedroom, the boardroom, and everything else in life. The doctors at National Male Medical offer a medical evaluation, lab tests, and first testosterone treatment for just $95. Let testosterone therapy get you back in the game. For a clinic in your area, call 888-707-7075. 888-707-7075.
Back to Kicking It Old School. Sorry about that.
That's all right. You just kicked me out.
Welcome back to Kicking It Old School. And that music you were listening to is by Eddie Morales. Eddie, if you're out there doing your thing, we miss you. He's not. He's doing EP work.
Oh.
Executive protection work. So he's out there protecting lives and souls of other people. Hey, we've got Bob and Barbara White on the line. How you doing, Bob?
Hi, this is Barbara. Hi.
Hey, Barbara. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for inviting Bob and I to be on your show. Really appreciate the time.
We're excited to have you. You guys got so much stuff going on right now. You are up north. What are you doing?
I got some personal family business up north, and I want to tell you, I'm not at a good satellite reception. We had to go to Starbucks to get a good one. So,
oh, I love it.
So we're actually not on speakerphone, so we'll be switching phones back and forth.
Okay, sounds good.
I'm going to interrupt because we have listeners who don't know Bob and Barbara. So can you give us a little background, Barbara?
Yes. We co-own and operate a Kempo Karate School in Costa Mesa. We are actively involved in teaching seminars and karate and teaching students, and I'm just so very, very proud to be married to my husband.
Oh, you guys are so cute.
Well, we just, you know, we just are really, you know, before we got married and during our marriage, we pray that, that God would use us and that we can work together to help other people, and he's done just that.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely, that's definitely true. You guys have raised well over $500,000 for the Royal Family Kids Camp.
That's awesome.
I'm very, very proud of that.
Yeah, it's huge in the martial arts community to bring communities together to impact organizations like Royal Family Kids Camp. And it's, you kind of lit a spark under a different martial artist. Jamie Cashin's raised over $150,000 for Spark Worldwide, an orphanage in Africa. And William Christopher Ford has just hit over $15,000 for Jude's. So, I mean, you guys are pioneers here in bringing the martial arts world into philanthropy.
Oh, it's so great to see that. It just brings unity to martial arts all around. It's just wonderful to see that, and all in goodwill.
Yeah. And I also want to mention that they are very significant in the Masters Hall of Fame as well.
Yes, Bob is a key leader in the Masters Hall of Fame. Barbara is always there with him, helping make sure all the relationships keep in place. So we're really glad to have you with the Masters Hall of Fame.
I'm particularly glad, Barbara, because I know how Dan is. So thank you very, very much. Woman to woman here, girl. You know what I mean? We've got to stick together. No. So I saw your flyer on the Women's Symposium, and I was asking about that because I really haven't heard much about it. And obviously, I'm a woman, but, you know, I really didn't hear a whole lot about it. So can you give us a little bit of background on that as well?
Oh, I would love to. Originally, how I got involved in this is Steve Cooper, as you know, who's the executive director of the International Karate Championships, came up to me and asked me to organize a Women's Symposium for the 50th year celebration. And he's helped me in the past in seminars I've done in Ireland and Netherlands on women's self-defense, and I believe he saw how empowered and impacted the women in the class were, and I'm thinking maybe this stimulated the thought about how powerful women movement is today in Kempo and martial arts, and perhaps this triggered the thought to have a women's symposium for the IKC.
So is that going to be held like one of the workshops there, or how is that going to be presented?
Well, the way it's going to be, first of all, during the day, there's going to be a lot of workshops, as you know, from Kempo leaders throughout the day on Thursday, and the event is on July 31st from 5 to 7. The last seminar ends at 5 o'clock, and the symposium begins at 5 o'clock. So it's going to be, we've got a panel of speakers, and these speakers are women who have contributed in some way to the martial arts. We've got Doreen Dorenzio, who is... she's from Boston. She's well recognized and well respected.
She's getting inducted this year as well.
She is. She will be one of our speakers. And in fact, she was the first woman that I thought of when Steve approached me about doing this. We have Diane Tanaka, who is so well known in Kempo karate. She's from South Carolina. She and her husband, Jack Wittgen, travel together and teach seminars. She's dignified, she's classy, and she's an ambassador of Kempo, and we have a lot of other speakers at this symposium. So what it's going to be is kind of like a TED Talk type forum in which they'll present their what they're doing in martial arts, and at the end there will be a question and answer portion of it. We also have our male leaders that are involved in this as well. We have, of course, my husband. We have Master John Sepulveda, Master Eddie Downey. We also have retired Captain Ron Sanchez.
And, what a great guy.
And we have Bobby Lawrence. And these men have been the forefront of empowering women and encouraging women in martial arts. So we're having these gentlemen on as well.
So, I mean, is there an organization that you can join as well, or is this just kind of the launching of the whole thing, or how is that going to play out?
This is a launching of the whole thing. This is the first time this has been done. So I'm hoping that, you know, in 10 years' time, we're going to still be doing this.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We have to know. We can't hope. We got to know that this is going to be this is going to be happening. And so
I'm so excited because it's providing an opportunity to create a global awareness, you know, to all of the many contributions that women done in martial arts. So it's something that is exciting for women in martial arts at this time, I think.
So do you have a website for the organization? What is the organization called that you're actually forming?
Well, the this is actually just a symposium for the event, but to get more information on there, you can go to the www.womenincampo.com.
Very cool, very cool. So what else will you guys have coming up in the future as far as this goes?
As far as the symposium is concerned?
Or, I mean, because you have the Women in Kempo, is that, that's the name of the organization that is sponsoring that? Is that how it works?
Well, Steve Cooper is sponsoring this through the IKC. The Women in Kempo is, in fact, Andre Scanlon, who has organized the Women in Kempo. It's a social media program for women. She is going to be one of the key speakers there.
Oh, that's very cool. That's very cool. So on a personal note, Barbara, tell us about your history as far as your studying and stuff like that. Because, you know, when I hear Bob, Barbara and Bob, you know, it kind of, I always think of Sir. Sorry, I'm sorry. You know, so I just kind of wanted
to know. Barbara's been a significant role model in the Kempo world for a long time.
Well, no, I know that, but I want to hear, like, her background from her. And stuff like that. But it's true, though. You know, I mean, Bob's been, you know, I just because of how I've...
well, Bob is a legend, yeah.
Yeah. So what's your background and what have you focused on in your martial arts and what were some of the things that are significant that you learned through your training?
Well, I've been in Kempo for well over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been actively involved. I've been a competitor and I've been a full-time teacher for now... quite a while. One of the things that I've been really focusing on is women's self-defense seminars, and
mm-hmm.
that originally came through me through Master Eddie Downey, who asked me to present a self-defense class at his European Kempo camp in Ireland several years ago.
You did one for us last year. It was phenomenal.
Thank you so much. Well, what happened during this class, this first class that I ever did, completely inspired me and made me want to provide more classes. I felt such an energy and a connection among all of us. You know, we made a lot of noise. We laughed, we encouraged, and we cheered each other on. So much empowerment was going on. It was so exciting for me, and I realized that this was something that I wanted to do personally, and I took that up as my passion. This is what I've been doing now as many times as I possibly can for the last several years.
That's great.
You're one of the key roles behind the Royal Family Kids Camp also. I know that you go up and donate your time up there with the kids.
I do. We just got back from camp not too long ago. It's just such an experience to be at camp. It's really very, actually really hard to put into words, you know, how you feel as you come home from camp. But the thing that it does is it just really impacts and changes our lives, not only the kids' lives, but our lives as well.
Well, for the people that don't know what the Royal Family Kids Camp is, it's these children have been significantly abused throughout their young life, and the Royal Family Kids Camp brings these, as an organization, brings these kids to a location where they have one-on-one counseling with people that will love them. And these kids, the impact on the change in these children's lives are talked about every year when we go to your dinner, and it's just a phenomenal organization, and it's doing great, great things. You guys I'm truly impressed by the level of compassion that you and Bob bring to this and what you are actually doing for these children. So you should be commended. I know that by going to the events every year that you guys put on, I know how hard that is to put together, and what you guys do is really needed.
Well, thank you so much. It's, you know, it's the fact is that, you know, we'd like to do something very impactful for those that are in need, and what happens in return is that we are blessed so many more times in return, and one of the things that we feel blessed by this is through the martial arts community worldwide, how close and united we've all come, and as you said earlier, in serving not only for the abused and neglected children, but in other areas as well.
Right, right.
Also, you know, this year we had, it's almost like a family up there because we had some students from our studio as well as my daughters and myself up at camp working. So it was just kind of like a little family reunion up there as well. It was just a really great, impactful thing to experience.
Yeah, I'm truly proud to know you guys, and I mean you brought it to. Well, I came and I was overwhelmed the first time I went to your event, to the banquet. I was overwhelmed by the mission you guys had, and you know, immediately I found ways to be involved. So, you know, I'm hoping that other people will do that too. And if they want to get involved with the Royal Family Kids Camp, how would they contact you to do that?
Well, they can contact us anytime on our through our email or on our phone call to the studio, 949-645-0337. They can go on to our www.flightinvitational.com. They can also just go on our individual emails. It would be great. I mean, they can go on to the www.rfk.org to learn more information about Royal Families.
Good deal. Well, Barbara, I do appreciate you coming on the show and talking about the Women's Symposium, the great work that you're doing in the martial arts community, include the Royal Family Kids Camp. It kind of defines, for me, it defines the Christian that you are, the Christians that you and Bob are, the way that you give back to the community and how you give back and how you empower others to do the same. So as a friend and a martial artist, I'm very proud to know you guys and love you dearly, and we're looking forward to seeing you at the Masters.
I can't wait.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you for standing in the middle of Starbucks and talking to us. I appreciate it.
It was really tough. We had to get a Starbucks and stuff like that. So, you know, it was
well, that was a tough part, right?
Yeah.
I had to go get Starbucks.
That was rough. I really do want to thank you very much for having us on the show. It's an honor to be on your radio show.
And oh, that's so sweet.
Thank you for all that you do for martial arts.
And anything that you have coming up, anytime you want to talk about something or whatever, just go ahead and reach out, and we'll make sure we get you guys.
Most definitely.
Do what we can. You know, who knows? You know what I mean? You never know. You never know what can happen in the future.
Well, thank you so much. I'd also like to, if you don't mind, I'd like to invite everybody to the symposium. It's not just for women. It's for men and women of all systems, all styles of martial art.
We will definitely post it out.
Poke my head in there.
There we go.
So.
And what time? Is it on Friday or Saturday?
It's on a Thursday, July
3rd. Thursday. Oh, okay.
From 5 to 7, and afterwards we're having a social hour.
Okay, well, I'm definitely there.
Perfect.
Who's buying the first round?
I do want to do that, Barbara.
Who's buying the first round? I'm drinking.
Yeah, women and a social hour, okay. Yeah, that's just like, that sounds...
Easy now. Easy, I'm in a room. All right, Barbara, tell Bob I said hello, and thank you
so
for everything
much.
You do.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Wow, that was such a great... I mean, these Barbara and Bob are just great, great martial artists. I mean, Bob's a legend in the martial
arts
community.
They're nonstop, aren't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. And the stuff that they're doing has a real impact on other people's lives. So, you know, if you want to get involved in something, it doesn't have to be the Royal Family Kids Camp. It doesn't have to be Jude's. It can be something that you're passionate about. Just make a difference in someone else's life.
Like cancer?
Yes, let's talk about that. You've got some stuff going on. You just did some dragon pictures.
Oh, yeah, I did my dragon pictures.
She sent me one.
Woohoo! I wasn't even supposed
to. I'm posting it.
I know. Okay, that's not even one of the real pictures. That's like one of those just like random pictures that we took there. So, yeah, I took the pictures, the dragon pictures, so I'm going to like probably be selling those so that I can pay my rent next month.
I hear you.
Seriously.
So for the folks that don't know, Jem was diagnosed with the C word, and she is...
The other C word.
Yeah, the other C word.
That's what my hashtag is, the other C word.
The other C word.
The C word, people are like,
that's
like,
terrible.
I know.
Well, I won't say that. So she got diagnosed, and part of the awareness is she's doing her own podcast about her experience of
that's my vlog.
Treatment. Her
yeah,
vlog. Okay.
Yeah. It's a video. It's a kind of like a video diary. I wanted to do it every day, but it's not going that way. But still, I tell people what my updates are and things like
Sometimes
that.
Sometimes she has wardrobe malfunctions. So.
So that's the podcast. So you know, if you, make sure that if you're
I was
alone,
looking for it.
When you didn't see the wardrobe malfunction?
No.
Okay, good. Anyways, but you know, there's the podcast, and that is separate from the vlog. The vlog's a little bit more serious. That's just strictly is about like where I'm at as far as like my health stuff. The other stuff is just my random rants and raves and all that good stuff.
Well, you know,
so.
Some of the stuff I'm really impressed at with is that you actually are documenting this process, and it's not, you know, I've known many people that have gone through what you're going through, and your approach is just warrior-like.
It's kind of gem. I figured out a way to walk the line. You know, like the whole way I'm doing it is, you know, I have avant-garde pictures, kind of a little bit risque, but it does, you know,
people attract it.
They're artsy.
They're artsy,
and I'm hoping they're somewhat tasteful, and you know, that's something that you wouldn't mind, you know, putting out or buying or something. But it is so that you can grab somebody's attention, and I can post these on social media because they're art.
And they are beautiful. The one I saw was just absolutely stunning.
Thank you. And it's just a way of also me, it's a way of actually kind of like loving myself too, you know what I mean? With boobs or without boobs, you know what I mean?
We love you, Jim.
Okay, thank you.
So, but these
are
coming out. And you're fired. These are coming out soon. I know Jem's working on that right now, and she's doing her vlog or blog. And
there's going to be four. We're going to do a military one. We're going to do another one that has to do with entertainment and Red Moon. And so we're doing a few things that are kind of be interesting.
Good deal.
Please like my Facebook page, Everything Jem. Listen to my show if you're not scared, and check out my vlog. Also, we're going to be taking people. We're going to have people submit pictures.